Well, Merry Christmas, holy families. Thank you. And visitors, of course, you all know by now we call visitors family too because you are. So here we are on the Feast of the Holy Family. But before we go on, if you would be so kind as to pick your missal back up and kind of hold your thumb on, I think it's page 55. That was the second reading, I think, if I have the page right. Just for now, kind of hold your thumb there. And yeah, for those of you who've already picked up the bulletin, as soon as I start to preach, you're reading the wrong material. Yeah. Just saying. Okay, so, you know, I know, like you, I love to see the adult children this time of year come back to with their family. I've come, you know, these who have come back really to their roots. That's Holy Family. Just Thursday, right here, I ministered baptism to little Whitaker me, here all the way from New Hampshire, whose mother is Aaron Varner me, whose mother is Sarah Rath Varner, whose mother is the now deceased Pat or Patsy Rath, that many of you remember as a dedicated member here and as a dear friend who, yeah, modeled holiness for us. But to the point, every one of her living children and most of their children, no matter where they came from, were here for the baptism. That's Holy Family. Earlier this month, I had the great privilege of attending the funeral mass for Margaret Wensinger. Many of us here know Father George. This is who he would call Mother. And he was, of course, the celebrant. And his heartfelt homily, in his typical fashion, simple and to the point. So as best as I can convey for you, because I know most of you couldn't have been there, as best as I can convey his voice as an advocate for holiness within a family, a part of it sounded something like this. When someone agrees to be a godparent in the Roman Catholic faith, they vow to support the biological parents in modeling the Christian faith to their child. When Margaret stood here as my godmother at my baptism, right here at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, little did she know that all too soon, when my parents died in an automobile crash, she would become my mother. She embraced it. She stayed true to her promise to model Christ and raise me in the Catholic faith. He hesitated, stepped forward, sort of like this, and said to all of us, "So how did she do?" And of course, we all chuckled, knowing the obvious answer. But ultimately, of course, his point wasn't to look at him. It was to acknowledge his mother's, Margaret's, faithfulness, her service as a model of holiness. That's Holy Family. So let's be clear. To say that a family is holy doesn't mean they're perfect or even close to perfect. The truth is, a genuine holy family is one who, in fact, knows they're far from perfect. And for that very reason, recognize the need and the merit for being set apart. That is the literal meaning of the word holy. Set apart for God. Without this humble understanding, any desire to be a holy family or to put on Christ and model him for one another is frankly hopeless. Bible scholar and minister Matthew Henry, long dead now, but he insisted that Christian homes, in order to attain holiness, must recognize that their homes are really little churches. And of course, as you know, the Roman Catholic Church affirms that thought. So, with that, as for the essentials of a little church, let's read together St. Paul's instructions. They're from our second reading. Paul makes it, first of all, clear, right from the start, they're willing to put on Christ, be virtuous. So everyone, I invite you along with me to reflect on these virtues deliberately as we consider the dynamics of our little churches. Do we convey heartfelt compassion? Kindness? Humility? Gentleness? Patience? Do we forgive and really mean it? Over all of these, of course, as he says, do we put on genuine love? Humbling, isn't it? But there's more. Let the word of Christ dwell in your family. When he says let, yes, this means be willing to allow Christ's very spirit to dwell in our home. Plainly, is it obvious that he lives there? We can only look to our Blessed Mother's model for such an invitation. May it be done to me according to your word. Let what be done? Absolutely. Take up your sacred residence within me. Our sentiment precisely as we come here for Mass. Our sentiment precisely as we come to the Eucharist. Jesus, take up your sacred residence within me. Leave with me, come with me, live in our family. So finally, turning further to the model of the Holy Family, friends, is there trust in my home? A home without trust is like a home without a roof. Again, Mary entrusts her virgin body to God's will. Joseph trusts Mary that her child was conceived of God. They both trust God's wisdom through Gabriel and the inspiring dreams. Mary trusts Jesus and herself to Joseph's best judgment. Jesus himself trusts his parents to raise him in the faith, not withholding him for their own, but rather, yes, to the free will of God. So indeed, although life for them, indeed it wasn't perfect, still they were a family who trusted, determined to be set apart for God. Why? Yes, to be significant in the cause for holiness. As is your family and mine. So, if you doubt your significance in the name of holiness, think again. Read this passage from Paul again and maybe again. Know it as a challenge to be, like the Holy Family, significant, set apart for God. God love you.